This is now the second minute at 250 words per minute, and trust me, we're having trouble dictating it this fast too, so I can just imagine what problems you might be having writing. Let's begin.
Now, how would an operation of this sort operate? What would be the growing medium and time frame and procedure?
It's difficult to say from the photographs. However, the fact that the white pails were present would indicate that more than likely dirt would be the growing medium. It wouldn't be hydroponics in the true sense of the word, in that dirt is being used. It would appear that the germination stage, which the seedlings are at right now, appear to be in potting soil that is readily available commercially with a passive watering system. Once the plants leave this stage, they would then be transplanted.
What sort of costs might be associated in the entire operation from beginning to end?
The dirt will cost a certain amount of money, and plant nutrients are required as well. For these number of plants to grow, additional grow lights would be required and additional shields to go with those lights.
What about electrical costs?
Electrical costs would be expected to be more than the norm because in the early stages, approximately 18 to 20 hours of light is required for the plants. As the plants grow, generally the 3.5 to 4 month stage, the lighting is reduced to simulate fall and to fool the plants into their reproductive systems.
During your direct experience as an officer investigating cultivation operations, have you had occasion to check electrical consumption of houses where operations were in effect?
Yes, I have. For a small limited operation, I have found that 1 to 2 times, in some cases 3 times, would be the norm. A large-scale operation would be 7 times as high or in excess of that.